Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for a podcast. If this is your first podcast with us, we are so excited to have you on board with us. And please go back and check out our library of podcasts. And if you're a regular listener, we love your loyalty. We love you, and we appreciate that you continue to be on this journey with us. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast. So we wanted just to talk about a really exciting thing we got to do this week. We had the opportunity to go to an event called Flavors of Phoenix. And supposedly this has been an ongoing yearly event for over 20 years from what I understand. It's the first time we went. We were actually invited by some of the liver specialists that we refer patients to. And we just had an amazing time. It was Thursday evening.
Which is our usual podcast night.
Yes,
which
yes.
is why we've been slacking,
exactly,
by the way. The week before, we didn't put out a podcast because our children had so many events at their school at night that we couldn't find the time. It's crazy.
That's right. But we're back. We're back. And yeah, it was Thursday night. And so it was kind of exciting doing something fun, you know, on a weeknight. You know, you typically don't do it and don't do stuff like this on a weeknight. It's usually on the weekends. But anyways, it was an event. It's called Flavors of Phoenix. It was a gala. It was very beautiful, very, very well put together. Mm-hmm. And they have it set up. Actually, I'm going to let Tina describe how they set it up because she does much better in describing these kind of things. But it is sponsored. It's sponsored by the American Liver Foundation. All right, and so that kind of sets the
Yeah,
the
well,
stage.
It was an event to basically raise money for the Liver Foundation, but they do it by killing your liver while you're there because it's basically tons of drinking and eating.
Which is why we had to spend the night at the hotel that night.
Wow. It was quite the evening. Yeah. Anyway, we didn't know what to expect when we got there.
We had no idea.
But it was a silent auction when you first walked in. Mm-hmm. It was a silent auction. They had a lot of things up that they were auctioning to try to raise money. And then when you went inside, I mean, the ballroom was just beautiful. I mean, they had 35, 36 tables
yes.
set up, long tables, with 12 people at each table.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a chef assigned to each table. So there was literally 35 local chefs from like the top end restaurants.
And local, even including Sedona.
Yes.
Because our chef was from
La Auberge.
Yes. From Sedona.
From Sedona, yes. So every single table had its own chef, and the chef and their team were responsible for preparing a unique menu.
Yeah, multi-course.
Yeah, multi-course, unique menu for the 12 people that were sitting at their table.
Mm-hmm.
And it was unbelievable.
It was amazing.
I took pictures of every course because I wanted to show the kids like the shrimp. I mean, it looked amazing. And when I was showing the kids the picture, they're like, is that a shrimp? I mean, this thing was huge and it was all decorated, all fancy. Our chef was French. So he had this French flair and everything. Everything was just beautiful. His appetizer course was presented in an eggshell. It was in an eggshell, but in a nest.
Yes.
Like it
a
looked like
nest.
A handmade nest. Like it was unbelievable.
And then with each course, you had a different wine.
Right. They had a pair, the wine.
They had, yeah. The
with
pairing
every course.
Was amazing. I told Tina, I think for my next career, I want to be a pairing specialist. I mean, this guy that was pairing the wine with every different course just did an amazing job because it would just make the flavors just explode in your mouth.
Yeah. It's really amazing, actually, what you can do with wine.
Yeah. But may I say that they were not filling up our wine glasses like to a full, you know, what they typically would. This was just like...
They would fill it up like a third of the way up the glass. So we probably
But by
drank,
the end of the evening,
oh my goodness. I don't know if it was
like five different wines.
Yeah, I think it was maybe just the fact that you drank five different wines. And then at the end, they brought a dessert wine, which was like a Madeira, which I think was the one that put me under the table. But yeah, so normally you know,
didn't even drink, but one or two sips.
I know. It was crazy. How fun, the event was very fun, you know. And so during the event, they're doing live auction. They're right. auctioning off things. They had a big screen where you could donate, and they post your donation, you know. So people were just donating money as opposed to auctioning, you know, being a part of the auction. But
they've got music playing. I mean, it was just the atmosphere was just. Very festive.
Yeah. Fun. Well, and they had slides running throughout the whole time talking about the liver. Mm-hmm. And there was some, you know, fascinating facts about the liver. You know, it's your heaviest organ in Absolutely. Your body. I didn't Absolutely. Know that. It's like over 3 pounds.
It's the only organ that regenerates.
Right.
Which is fascinating. But I mean, the liver helps to detox your body. It's a very important organ, and it helps to detox your body. And there is a lot of liver disease out there. Mm-hmm. A lot of liver disease. I mean, fatty liver has become the number one. It's even surpassed hepatitis C.
Yeah, that was the thing I was amazed by.
Yeah.
That they were totally focused on fatty liver. And the fact that like so many people have fatty liver, they don't even know it. And that's true, because a lot of patients come to us for other things. Mm-hmm. And then we end up through blood work and tests diagnosing them with fatty liver.
Right.
And they're like, I had no idea.
Well, and it's, you know, even we started a new program in our office in January. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of this year, we started a new program for fatty liver just to try to educate our patients on fatty liver and why it is that every year we need to be monitoring it closely, mm-hmm. you know, and doing blood work and doing radiology imaging, either an ultrasound or a CAT scan. But we need to be monitoring, because fatty liver does have that small risk of progressing to cirrhosis.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though it's become one of the most common things that we're seeing, I mean, almost every other patient that comes in our office.
Yeah, it seems like I think about 30% of our patient population has fatty liver.
Yeah, and so, but it's important, because it does have potentially serious things that can occur. And
I think the most important thing is it is reversible.
It is absolutely reversible.
And so that's what we try to teach them in the office.
Absolutely.
Not only why you have to come in and get tested every year, but these are the things you can do to prevent it and reverse it.
Exactly.
So like we created, aside from just posters all over the office that mm-hmm. we have about it, just educating patients, we also created a fatty liver package that we're offering to the patients. That's our liver support supplement plus our cookbook. Mm-hmm. Because primarily the biggest issue with fatty liver is how we're eating.
Yeah.
And so trying to educate our patients on how to eat better, right? And how to move the body a little bit more. So, and then taking that liver support supplement to help give the liver what it needs to help it function
right.
properly,
right?
And get it back to where it was.
That's right. And yes, I mean, I just want to emphasize what we just said a minute ago, is that fatty liver is reversible. And so, you know, there is hope for those who have fatty liver. I mean, you know, and it's not just in people that are overweight. I mean, you know, I had fatty liver when I was living in Guam. I always talk about it because I was about 20 pounds lighter, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not that I'm obese. I mean, but I was 20 pounds lighter. I was very thin. And, but I remember when my buddy, my radiology buddy called me, and I had an ultrasound done for, I don't remember what it was.
Because you're a hypochondriac.
Because I'm a hypochondriac, that's right. And anyways, and he calls me, and he's like, dude, you have fatty liver. I'm like, what? I'm like, I don't even like drink alcohol. I'm not even fat. I'm skinny. I say, what up? Mm-hmm. Anyways, fatty liver, no one is immune.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got the fatty liver because you were eating so much meat.
Oh, I was. Well, you know, Guam is it's an island, okay? And there's a lot of barbecue.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of barbecue, and I was eating a lot of meat. I was eating a lot of chicken and a lot of barbecue. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, I'm sure it was my diet, but the imaging that I've had done since I've been here in the last 14 years, mm-hmm. there's been no fatty liver. Mm-hmm. So, but my diet changed drastically.
Right.
My diet changed drastically over the last 10 years. So it is reversible, and it is something, you know, though there is not per se a medicine that we can use for fatty liver, which I'm glad, okay,
mm-hmm.
because
one less medicine.
One less medicine, exactly. You know, but there, you know, diet. diet and exercise.
The medicines are actually causing fatty liver. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Well, I believe the liver
is your detox organ. So whatever toxins you're putting in, whether it's coming from food or drinks or medicine, your liver has to process it. And it stores toxins in fat.
Okay. Right. A lot of our toxins get stored in fat. Okay. So I just want to throw that out. Toxins get stored in fat. Mm-hmm. So yes, fatty liver is reversible. We actually did a podcast on fatty liver. So there is a podcast.
There's two podcasts.
Two podcasts on fatty liver in our library.
We did a GI focus on fatty liver. Right. And then we specifically did a GI focus on fatty liver with regard to sugars.
Yes. Because very important.
Because a lot of people think diet, they think of fatty foods. Right. But sugar, high fructose corn syrup, a lot of those things are causing fatty liver. Mm-hmm. And those are hidden ingredients in so many of our processed foods. So that's why we wanted to have that specific GI focus for fatty liver. But yes, there's plenty of information out there that we have that you can learn about fatty liver in terms of how to reverse it. But, you know, if you're looking for ways to give back, this was, it was an amazing event. You don't have to go to the event to donate. The American Liver Foundation uses its donations to basically facilitate and promote education, support, and research for the prevention, treatment, and cure of liver disease. And their website, you can actually learn more about the Flavors of Phoenix by going to alfflavors.org/Phoenix. And you can just see what they're doing out there and get an idea of, how you can donate or participate in next year's event if you want to. I mean, they just had this year's event, so it's probably not going to be happening for another year. But
yeah, but definitely a fun event, one that you don't want to miss. And, and that's there for a great cause, great cause. So love your liver and check out our other podcasts on fatty liver. A lot of great information. We thank you for joining us on this podcast, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.